What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. And no, the phone lines are not open. We're keeping them closed. I got a lot of talking points to get through. And frankly, I'm tired of phone calls about flying saucers and space aliens and faked Apollo moon landings and all the rest of that nonsense. So let's get into the real news. We're talking about the economy. And apparently the collapse of the Obamacare co-ops is continuing. They are estimating fewer than one-third will still be open this fall. And it's a major, major headache when these co-ops fail because all the people with these policies have to go out and find another Obamacare-compliant health insurance policy, and that means restarting their deductibles all over again. It is the rawest of raw deals. I'm looking at this headline. President Obama dismisses Iran ransom story, says payment was never a secret. Oh, then why was it a pallet of cash in multiple currencies in an unmarked airplane? Doesn't sound like it was above board to me. Now, getting on to the immigration problems, and they are piling on up. They're over in London. There was an attack by a Somali, 19-year-old. He was actually a Norwegian national of Somali origin, being questioned by police. He simply went out and started stabbing people. And the police are saying it wasn't terror. He's got no connections to terror. It was spontaneous, triggered by mental health issues. And yes, he's on prescription psychiatric medication. And immediately the Psychiatric Association in Britain said, you know, you shouldn't be looking at people who are on these medications as a cause of problems. Blah, 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 blah. And, of course, the gun grabbers are out there saying, why couldn't he have been using an AR-15? It doesn't do us any good when they kill people with knives and axes. Somebody send them some guns, you know. Paging Hillary Clinton. She's sending guns all over the place. Fast and furious and all the rest of it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Our government's giving guns to everybody at the same time they're trying to take them away from us. Does it make any sense at all? Now, France recently instituted a policy of not publicizing names or photographs of attackers because they're trying to disconnect the public impression that this sudden surge in rapes and attacks has anything to do with the flood of refugees pouring into their country. And so here's where it gets really absurd. French security authorities are hunting an Afghan asylum seeker over fears he may be plotting a terror attack on Paris, but will not make his picture or name public because we don't want to impugn the refugees. Still trying to salvage that agenda to blur everybody together and destroy the sense of national identity, cultural identity. The Czech Republic has apparently really had it with the whole thing. They're now threatening to sue the European Union up in Brussels. And they're telling Juncker it will not accept a single migrant. Period. End of discussion. They've had it with all this nonsense. Apparently back in France, migrants have set another truck on fire. More of that cultural enrichment that they're talking about. Apparently threatened the driver with a chainsaw. Why, oh, why couldn't he use an AR-15? Chainsaws don't do us any good. Apparently over at the Migrant Registration and Center, there's been another major brawl. Fist fighting over there. And Germany's economy, which is already strained by carrying the load for pretty much the rest of the European Union, is now under strain from the refugees. 26% of people on welfare in Germany are these refugees. And they're pouring on in. They don't have job skills. Germany doesn't have jobs for them, even if they did. And Merkel says, yeah, we'll take more. We're going to go on taking them here. And if you don't want more of the refugees, you're just being racist. Now, political correctness has really gone off the deep end. In fact, this may even be their jumping the shark moment. There's a story that came on out of Washington Post, no less, where somebody filed a complaint over a co-worker who was wearing a Don't Tread on Me insignia, copy of the Gadsden flag from the American Revolutionary War. saying it was racist harassment. And the people who were trying to resolve the issue were saying, well, the flag is from the American Revolution. It was never created in the context of a racist issue whatsoever. But because the guy who designed the flag had once been a slave trader, yes, we could see how maybe people might be offended and look at the Gadsden flag as racist. I mean, it really is nonsense. We know the American government wants all the reminders of the American Revolution to go away. Because as we pointed out not too long ago, if you read that Declaration of Independence very, very carefully, we're back in pretty much the same exact condition that the colonists were under King George III. We're there, and that's why they're trying to erase the revolution. And Common Core actually depicts the founding fathers of this country as terrorists who rejected authority, the lawful authority. How dare they do that? Now, over in Georgia, in Roswell, police officer Sergeant Sylvia Cotris has been fired. Why? Because she had a Confederate flag flying on her home. That's it. Now, this hysteria over the Confederate flag is a manufactured hysteria to push racism as an election issue that Hillary thinks she's going to be able to exploit. And the funny thing about it is Hillary in 2008 and Clinton Gore back during Bill Clinton's first term in office, they had campaign materials in the American South featuring that Confederate flag. And apparently the line that was crossed was it was possible to see this flag in Google Earth, and that's why we had to fire her for flying a flag on her own property. And there is a good example of tyranny. Now, if she'd been flying the flag from her patrol car or on duty, the police department would have an issue, which would probably be reasonably resolved by saying, don't do that. This is somebody who was flying a flag on her own home, simply being fired. There's another story. This one came out of the Daily Sheeple, where there was a student, Rohini Sethi, who posted saying, all lives matter, and received a 55-day suspension from the University of Houston. Now, she didn't say it on campus. She said it on her own social media, on her own time. This is tyranny and dictatorship. They're destroying our First Amendment right to freedom of speech by terrorizing us with consequences if we dare say something that is not approved on our own time, on our own computers, on our own property. Now, we're going to take a minute here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network at this time. And we are not taking phone calls because I'm trying to catch up on this backlog of stories. Now, as you know, over in Massachusetts, there's been a big stink because the Attorney General, Mara Healey, simply issued a fiat declaration to ban the assault rifles that were being manufactured to be in compliance with Massachusetts' very strict gun control. They passed this law about limited magazines, no foregrips, no, all the rest of that stuff. So the gun makers started making guns that were compliant with the Massachusetts law, and they were selling in Massachusetts. So the Attorney General simply declares by imperial edict that these are now called copycat assault weapons, and they are to be banned. This was not passed by the legislature. It was not signed by the governor. She simply said, it is now so. Exceeded her authority. There is now a huge backlash going on. Smith & Wesson, which is located in Springfield, has donated $500,000 to the gun industry's largest association to support voter registration and gun owners' rights. And all this gun grabbing has had exactly the opposite effect. July was the 15th straight month of ever-increasing record background checks by the FBI. Another victory for gun rights is down in Texas. They passed a law that allows conceal carry on campus, and I'll bet you we're not going to see a mass school shooting down there anytime soon. Meanwhile, getting on back to the police, this is getting out of hand. Over in Greenwood Village, Colorado, a guy named Leo Leck did absolutely nothing wrong. The police were chasing a suspected shoplifter who took shelter in the home back in June of 2015. The SWAT team turned up and destroyed the house. They damaged it so badly it had to be condemned. And the police offered Leo Leck $5,000 as compensation on a home that had a market value of $450,000. And he's filed a lawsuit, as well as he should. And they ought to make those SWAT team members personally financially liable. You don't need to send out the SWAT team and destroy an entire home for a shoplifter. It's an overreaction. Now, this Friday, actually tomorrow, the Olympics formally start down in Rio. Some of the events have already gotten underway. I was seeing them on cable last night, but the official start is tomorrow. And we are now hearing that despite all of the spin and propaganda, 270 Russian athletes have been cleared to participate in those Rio games. And what was amazing, this whole hue and cry about the doping scandal, is they were demanding Russian athletes who had never tested positive for enhancement performance drug be banned along with the miscreants. Because the U.S. wants to defeat Russia in the Olympics without having to actually go through that very messy business of athletic competition. Because historically, the United States hasn't done all that well against the Russians. Now, the people of Rio are not at all happy about the Olympics. It is very costly. It's been very inconvenient. They're now acknowledging the cost of hosting the games has increased by more than 50% at a time when the country is in its second year of recession. Total cost of the Olympics will be $4.6 billion. Now, anybody who's studied the history of the Olympics understands what's going on here, because we've seen it many times before. I was actually involved peripherally with the Los Angeles Olympics back in 1980, whatever it was. The Olympics are always a huge cost. They are not money makers, and very often those very expensive venues wind up not lasting. But it's prestige. It's the star of the world. And I remember at the close of the Los Angeles Games where everybody got up on the stage and started dancing, and they had to stop the music and say, guys, it's not built to take that weight. But it's all about prestige. And yes, the people on the inside make tons and tons of money, but generally it is a serious drain on the local economy. They don't make back the money to justify it. But I wish them luck down in Rio. Obviously, we need to be very, very concerned about a false flag terror attack down there, especially given President Obama's very long speech about ISIS, 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 terror, 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 ISIS, 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 terror, terror, terror. We have to make war on everywhere in the world where ISIS is found. And we know a new false flag would certainly take the media away from Hillary's many crimes and corruptions. It would, they hope, reinvigorate the war fever in the American people. And they're desperate enough to try. Now, here's a weird story. If you go to Starbucks for coffee, they have a lot of cups and everything. One of the items they came out with recently were reusable stainless steel straws. They sold them for $6 for a pack of three, and they were included free with many of Starbucks' more expensive coffee cups. They've had to be recalled because apparently children are lacerating their own mouths with this. Here is a classic case of not thinking things all the way through. Recyclable straw, bright idea, but they obviously made the walls of the straw too thin so that the ends of those tubes were very, very sharp. Somebody authorized putting these out in the store without actually looking at it and seeing, could this thing be dangerous? There might even be some lawsuits out of this. Now, getting on down to Florida, as you know, they're screaming about the Zika virus. They're pushing the Zika vaccination. There is concern that the release of genetically modified mosquitoes a year ago may be part of the problem, because the specific species of mosquito that was released is the one that carries diseases like Zika and dengue fever. So Florida is now launching an aerial insecticide spraying campaign to kill these mosquitoes using an organophosphate neurotoxin called NALED. The problem is NALED can lead to impaired brain development in pregnant women. This chemical actually produces microcephalic babies. But no, it's the Zika. We would never sell you a dangerous, dangerous chemical. That's absolutely absurd. That's ridiculous. How could you ever do that? All right, at this point, we're going to go ahead and reopen the phone lines, because I've made it through most of the talking points I wanted to hit today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And moving on here. Over in Sri Lanka, they have had a major problem with a growing epidemic of kidney failure, which is serious, serious business. And they noticed that it was primarily hitting males who were involved in agriculture. And it's a relatively new phenomenon. And researchers in Sri Lanka are saying that it seems to be linked to these synthetic chemicals being imported into Sri Lanka under government subsidies. And the same thing is happening with these chemicals that happens with vaccines and drugs. These companies want a patentable product. So they won't take things that are from nature, that are known to work and be safe, because they can't monopolize and maximize the profit from that. They come up with new chemicals which have never existed before. And they just go on out and they sell them and they use them. And there's never adequate testing. And this looks to be more of the same. Now, Donald Trump, one of the points he makes on the campaign trail that I agree with. Donald Trump says voters have a right to ban fracking in their home. And he comes on out and he says he's in favor of fracking, but the voters do have a right to say what's going on where they live. And I would carry that forward to say the voters should have a right to vote about a lot of stuff that impacts their direct life, like GMO labeling, vaccine safety. So he's on board with that. Now, it has come out that Florida's Environmental Regulation Commission on July 26th voted to raise the allowable limits of cancer-causing chemicals in drinking water, because apparently the drinking water has been contaminated by fracking chemicals and is above the old safety limit. So rather than rein in the fracking and say, why aren't you just fracking with clean water? They simply said, well, we'll just raise the limits. That's how government deals with these things. Radiation coming out of San Onofre or Hanford or Fukushima, well, we'll just raise the acceptable level. That fixes everything, because people believe us that we're concerned about their health and safety. They did the same thing up in Flint, Michigan, when they found out how bad that tap water was. Oh, well, we'll just raise the limits. Trust us, it's safe, it's safe, it's safe. Speaking of safe, if you live in California and Arizona and you like to fish, you need to be careful about the freshwater bass, because the freshwater bass in California and Arizona lakes seem to be accumulating dangerous mercury levels. We're not entirely sure where that comes from, but there is one possible source, and we'll tell you what that is when we come back from these words from our sponsors. Thank you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking about the freshwater bass in California and Arizona lakes accumulating dangerous mercury levels. Where's that coming from? Well, I don't know about Arizona, but I'm familiar with one circumstance that's in California. I actually proposed to Claire during a trip we took to Coloma, California, where the northern part of the California Gold Rush began. And all over there, everybody was using bottled water because the water coming out of the ground is heavily contaminated with mercury. And the reason is because one of the early mining techniques involved mercury in a process called amalgamation, where they would pump mercury into the ground. The mercury would literally dissolve the gold into solution. They'd pump it back out, and then they'd boil off the mercury, leaving the gold behind. Unfortunately, it resulted in a huge amount of mercury contamination. So it may be some of these old mining sites are leaking into the to the lakes here, and it's an ugly situation. Now, I mentioned before this TV station that had this poll that started out being very much in favor of Donald Trump, and it was over at WGA-CTV, and the reader wrote in to say, all of a sudden, the poll went from being 90% in favor of Donald Trump to being less than half. And the first thing that I just noticed going to the website, because I'm there right now, is it lets you vote over and over and over again. Yeah, that's it. There's no control on the poll, which means anybody who's got, you know, a Linux box with a scripting engine can just pound this thing as hard as they can. What good is having a poll if you're not going to take steps to make sure it's accurate? It's amazing. All righty, now then, we're seeing another article, this one out of shtfplan.com, that goes into this issue about how this Zika outbreak that Florida is dealing with right now is probably blowback from that release of GM mosquitoes a year ago. And again, it's another example of not thinking things through clearly. I got an idea. Buy this idea. All right, we'll buy the idea. It looks good to the voters. And they don't think it all the way through. More reports here about Monsanto's GMO wheat is found growing illegally again, this time in Washington. They're finding it in fields where it has never been planted before. And it is a reminder, they cannot contain GMO to the fields. Now, Monsanto could care less. Their goal is to have monopolistic control over food production on the entire planet. Anytime anybody, anywhere on planet Earth wants to grow food, they will have to come and meet Monsanto's price. Because eventually, all the natural varieties of food crops will be contaminated with the GMO pollen, and Monsanto's lawyers will say, "You're using our patented technology without permission." And the farmers will say, "I never wanted your patented technology." And unfortunately, the courts keep siding with Monsanto. These contaminations of natural crops should not be treated as a theft of intellectual property. They should be treated as an industrial accident, which is exactly what they are. But Monsanto is trying to do to planet Earth with their GMO seeds what the U.S. government did to planet Earth with the Bretton Woods Agreement, create a monopoly from which to profit. Profit, 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 profit. That's what it's all about, the money junkies. Now, as you know, there has been a real problem with individuals who are embarrassing or inconvenient to the Clintons of meeting unfortunate accidents, like the guy who dropped the barbell on his own throat. And Michael Hastings, who apparently was on to a really big story at the time of his death and was telling people that he was being followed by the FBI and that he was concerned about his life and safety. And then all of a sudden, his car just sped down a road, crashed into a tree, and he died. And a lot of people were wondering if something funny was done. Now, so we're looking at this story. This is over in networkworld.com, where two researchers, Charlie Miller and Chris Velasic, demonstrated how they could take control of a Jeep's steering, accelerator, and braking. So it can be done. And boy, am I glad I drive a 17-year-old car. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I've been watching your election fever with great interest.
Can you turn down the speaker in the background so I'm not listening to myself? I already know what my voice sounds like.
I don't. I've got a headset on. I've not got a speakers at all.
Oh no! That was coming from the control room. That was one of our technical goofs. So please continue.
Okay, Michael. Yeah, I don't know whether your corporate media understands, but they're making absolute fools of themselves in the worldwide community. I mean, people are just laughing their heads off at these people and their shenanigans. It's the best comedy show we've got, and. The reactions, if you look at the blogs on the various outlets, are generally derogatory of Mrs. Clinton. You know, there's things appearing in there like ditch the witch.
Yes.
And ditch in Russian means wild. Wild witch. And I like that photograph of this airplane that she flies around in, the big sign over it, Broomstick 1.
Yes, yes.
But it's so ridiculous now. I mean, the lies and the foolishness coming out of the campaign is unbelievable.
See, here's the problem. They don't know what else to do, because this is how politics in America has been run for decades, if not generations, and these people don't know any other way to do it. And so even though nobody trusts them anymore, everybody's laughing at them, all they can do is just come back with another lie. That's the whole motto of Washington, D.C. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Yesterday's lies are no longer operative. You're going to believe today's lies. And nobody does anymore. The U.S. government has manufactured for itself a credibility crisis of immense proportions. They did it to themselves, and I have no sympathy for them whatsoever.
Well, I'm now going to go over to the war zones, as you say, emphasis on the plural, both in Iraq and Syria. Now, it looks a race between the Iraqi army and the Syrian Arab army as to who will defeat Daesh first and the Takfiris. Mosul is now coming under threat, and from what I understand is now shipping a lot of their families, you know, the Takfiri families out.
Yes.
A lot of their fighters out. And the same thing is happening in Aleppo province and Aleppo.
Some of their leaders are going as well. We could be on the verge of seeing a total bug out, where the leadership is just going to split and leave the ground troops behind to catch the bullets of the Iraqi army.
The thing is, what I've noticed is there's very little on the American media of what's actually going on in Syria and Iraq.
Of course not. We're being handed a defeat. I mean, Syria is going to be this age's version of Vietnam, so of course they're not going to report on it. This is why the U.S. is now bombing Libya again, to shift the focus of the story. Forget about Syria. We're in Libya. We've got bombs. We're doing great guns in Libya.
What appears to be happening now is, I think almost 1,000 Takfiris were killed in this, if you like, that they tried a traditional fight back, an advance into the Syrian Arab army's territory, and they got smashed.
I'd heard they were trying a counteroffensive, but it definitely did not go very well at all.
And apparently now the Syrian Arab army is making inroads into other areas, not just the main area which we took the other day. And once it's finished, what I'm hearing from some people in Syria is that then the army will move over into Raqqa and Deir Ezzor and probably finish them off at that. So there's a race now between the Syrian Arab army and the Iraqi army to destroy these people in Mosul and the eastern part of Syria. So we could see a complete failure now of American foreign policy. What they'll do about it, we don't know. And then, of course, now there
is... I do. Secretary of State John Kerry just came on out and told Bashar al-Assad he's got to start getting ready to leave the Syrian government by 4 days ago. And Kerry is... he was out there a couple of days ago saying Syria and Russia are obligated to stop moving on these terrorist groups. And it's ridiculous. I mean, they're out there. The U.S. is making these statements, and it's absurd. I mean, the United States doesn't have any business being in Syria.
Apparently, they don't have much business being in Incirlik Air Force Base now in Turkey.
Yeah, that's a very, very touchy situation.
Because apparently there are now... quite a few very heavily armed police and up to 20,000 civilians surrounding the base. I think it's coming under siege, basically. No fly zone, nothing in or out.
Mm-hmm.
What's America going to do about it when there's those 90-plus nuclear weapons hanging about in a storage depot?
Well, I don't know it's 90-plus. The number is somewhere between... Well, we know there's 50, at least, of these B-61... what they call tactical nuclear weapons, and nobody knows what the status of those are. Erdogan could simply say, we're seizing the base and everything on it. And at that point, what would the U.S. do? Start to make war on Turkey, who was an ally only a couple of weeks ago? It's really an out-of-control situation. Now, I'm sure that Erdogan will allow the forces inside that base to be airlifted out. He doesn't need those people. He doesn't need to be dealing with them. But the issue is those nuclear weapons. And he could send, you know, some of them back and still be a new Mideast nuclear power to rival Israel and definitely not aligned with either U.S. or Israeli interests anymore. He's pivoting to Russia. He's absolutely convinced the U.S. was behind that botched coup d'etat. And it was an act of desperation. Again, I've said this before, the quality of thinking coming out of Washington, D.C. is absolutely abysmal. And I think it's a result of this continuing habit of handing these top leadership posts to generous campaign donors who may not know anything at all about foreign policy or the military or any of that nonsense. And with the monstrous egos they have, they don't want to listen to their own analysts. You know, they want to be told that this is going to work, and people who want to keep their job are going to say, oh, yes, sir, that's absolutely going to work, and then it all falls apart.
Well, from what I'm hearing, General Dunsford, who went over to try and ameliorate the situation with Erdogan, has failed, because what I'm hearing is that Erdogan gave the names of several CIA and FBI agents that were on the base and several NATO commanders who were involved in the coup. So, you know, what can General Dunsford say? Well, maybe we did this, but we promised not to do it again.
Well, yeah, with this revelation about the bribe to Iran, Erdogan may be putting out his own hand, because they had that weird story that came out the other day saying that the economic costs of the coup d'etat were $100 billion. And if he's putting a price tag on it, he's basically saying, I might kiss and make up for $100 billion. But I'll tell you this right now, even if the U.S. sends him the money, our money, I should point out, doesn't necessarily mean Erdogan's going to go back to either trusting the United States or being their lapdog in the Middle East. This is a major foreign policy disaster. So is Syria. This whole agenda to conquer and regime change the Middle East and shackle them to the dollar is failing miserably, but they've gone too far to turn around and go back, because the instant it becomes general awareness that this policy has failed, the petrodollar is going to collapse, and it's going to take the rest of the U.S. economy with it.
I think this chap Gulen, who seems to be involved with the CIA, is a CIA asset, was also part of this coup that took place, is definitely an opponent of Erdogan. And it seems to me that the U.S. daren't send him back.
That's right.
You know, he'll have an accident or, you know, in some small aircraft or...
Well, you know, he's an older gentleman. He could die in his sleep as well, but that's the only way out the U.S. has, because if Gulen is sent to Turkey alive, Erdogan is going to get him to admit he works for the CIA, and he's going to put him on full public display as proof of U.S. government continuing treachery against even people that are supposed to be their allies. Not that anybody who's been paying attention needs another reminder. I mean, the pattern has been simple. As long as a puppet ruler does what the U.S. government tells them, they'll be supported and everybody will be friendly. The instant they go their own way, it's all over. That's what happened with Saddam Hussein. While he was pushing the U.S. agenda in Iraq, they helped him into power. They gave him the weapons for the war against Iran. But then all of a sudden, when Saddam starts to sell Iraq's oil for the euro, oh, weapons of mass destruction, he could obliterate us in 45 minutes, go on in, destroy Iraq, lynch Saddam Hussein, put Iraq's oil back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. Same thing with Gaddafi.
Well, I think the U.S. administration in this particular instance is in a no-win situation. If they try and send him back, they've lost. And if they don't send him back, they've lost anyway.
Yeah.
They can't get out of this.
They botched this thing really, really good. By the way, apparently there's another story coming on out, because there had been a story that some of the fighter pilots who were on the side of the coup were close to Erdogan's airplane when he was making his getaway but failed to shoot him down. Apparently it's come on out now. They didn't have enough fuel. They took off without completely full fuel tanks because they were rushing in a hurry, and they had to turn back or risk losing their aircraft. So that's the explanation behind that one.
This is a total, what can we say, balls up from beginning to end.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think the correct term of craft within the State Department is it's a whoopsie, and it's a bad one. And it is. They've blown the Turkey agenda. They're about ready to get kicked out of Syria. It's absurd for Kerry to be getting up and making these demands that Syria and Russia stop making war on the U.S.-supported monitors. And it got even worse today because apparently these chlorine gas bomb attacks have been linked to the U.S.-backed rebels. And they were asking the State Department, well, since they're using chemical weapons, that's an act of terror. Are we still going to support them? And the State Department was saying, well, you know, one or two acts of terror doesn't make you a terrorist group. And even if you do, we're still going to support them. So they're hemming and hawing and trying to keep this whole ludicrous situation going.
Well, it's falling apart everywhere.
It is.
Particularly
there isn't enough duct tape to fix this one.
Absolutely not. Okay, Michael, thank you for having me on, and continue the good work.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Here's a very interesting story. Apparently, the mayor of Stockton, Anthony Silva, was arrested today on charges that he supplied alcohol to underage counselors at a city-run youth camp in El Dorado National Forest and surreptitiously recorded a group of young people, including a 16-year-old boy, playing strip poker in Silva's bedroom at the camp. I mean, are all these politicians sickos? Is that part of the psychiatric makeup of people who seek high office that they do this kind of stuff? I mean, it's absurd. Now, there's another article came out of the Daily Sheeple. Apparently, there's a document that has surfaced recently suggesting that the CIA may have been behind the death of UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld. And he died in what was called an accidental plane crash in 1961 en route to ceasefire negotiations in the British Protectorate of North Rhodesia. But apparently there is evidence the plane was actually shot down in a plot that involved the CIA, a Belgian mining company, a South African paramilitary unit, and British intelligence, because he was pushing for Congo's independence, which would have threatened the interests of any of those forces. So it's nasty, nasty stuff out there. Now, a little while ago, we were talking about computer security. There's all kinds of new malware out there. We're talking about this flaw that's been in Microsoft for 20 years that allows anybody using their Microsoft account to have their account name and password stolen. Now, if you are economically challenged, like so many of us are, and you're walking along the street and you see a USB memory stick, you may be tempted to pick it up. Don't. That is a very, very common way for cyber criminals to gain access to your system, especially if you're in an enterprise. It's not really cost effective dealing with home users. But cyber criminals who want to penetrate a bank or financial institute or something, putting their malware on a bootable USB stick and just dropping it as if it fell out of a pocket, it actually works a lot of the time. It actually really does. They even used it as a plot device on the Mr. Robot TV series. And these cyber criminals, they're very sneaky. They use all of these tricks. And I want to mention one other thing that's becoming a real problem, because I've been fighting a running battle with my advertisers over their overly aggressive advertising techniques. In one case, we had an advertiser we caught planting malware on our readers. We disconnected them. And it's actually, the online advertisers have become more trouble to me than they're worth. If I could find an angel to underwrite our operation, I would get rid of all the ads right now. And I'm seeing more and more websites that actually put up this little notice. We see you are using an ad blocker. Please disconnect it in order to read our pitch. We're not going to do that. Given the fact that the online advertising industry is just completely out of control, I won't hold it against you if you're using an ad blocker while visiting my website. Yes, it cuts into CPM revenues, but it's a fair trade. In my mind. The other problem that has made it very difficult for me to identify abusive advertisers on my website is there is a new epidemic of browser hijackers that are putting ads up over my website, and it's very hard to find them. They're ever more clever at hiding themselves inside the machine, and I spent like 2 hours this morning trying to identify an abusive advertiser on my website, only to find out my browser had been infected with one of these hijackers. And of course, the U.S. government isn't going to do a thing about it because they're making money, and what makes money is good in the fascist states of America. But it is rapidly getting out of control, and if I could afford it, I would just fire all these advertisers. Because they have become really more trouble than they are worth. Got to take a break for commercials. Back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run, or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program on this Thursday. And yes, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of tomorrow's broadcast as well. So we're talking about computers and security, and we do carry a lot of those stories at whatreallyhappened.com. But it does almost feel like it's open season on honest working people and their computers, whether it's by the government or by cyber criminals, and there may be overlap there. Remember, Kaspersky came on out and said that one of the largest hacker groups out there, the Equation Group, had traced back to the NSA. And at this point, we have what appears to be a criminal government. And the most obvious sign of that is that innocent people are punished and criminals are protected. And those who are trying to report on the criminality are themselves criminalized. They're still trying to find some way to get Edward Snowden for blowing the whistle on NSA's violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then we had, in contrast, that spectacle of the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation telling us that Hillary Clinton committed felony violations of Title 18, lied to the American people, lied to the Congress, but no charges were going to be filed because she didn't mean to do wrong. And then, of course, we had Hillary this last weekend come on out on TV and shamelessly say, oh, no, 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 the FBI absolutely backed her up when she claimed to be truthful with Congress and the public. And what's going on here right now is the corporate media created, and I use the past tense, a bit of a intellectual laziness in the audience. You sit down, they tell you what to think, you go away thinking you're informed. And they'll tell you what somebody said in a speech, but you didn't actually see the speech. So they get away with the deceptions. They tell you that this document says XYZ, but you haven't actually read the document. So they get away with it. FBI Director Comey said that they weren't filing charges because Hillary Clinton didn't mean to do wrong. And yet Title 18 does not require ill intent. It specifically says negligence is a violation. But Comey is hoping you haven't read Title 18. And so Hillary last Sunday was out there saying that she was constantly truthful and the FBI supported her on the assumption that most of the people listening to that broadcast hadn't paid attention to Director Comey's statements on TV or before Congress. And that's where the system really begins to fall apart, because if you are paying attention, then you see the lies, because they're becoming very obvious, heavy-handed, and transparent. And each new lie brings this government closer to the edge of a collapse like the former Soviet Union, because that's what brought the Soviet Union down. It wasn't the Cold War, it wasn't Star Wars, it was when the Russian people understood nothing the government says is truthful. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, share what you know with everybody that you know, wear a T for Trump. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.